Now, frontline homeless services are preparing for a surge in demand for their free meals, bathroom facilities and sleeping bags. This comes as the International Protection Service starts to turn away some asylum seekers who will now be forced to sleep rough because of a lack of state-provided accommodation. With nowhere else to go, it's expected that international protection applicants will turn to homeless drop-in services like the Lighthouse in Dublin City. Our reporter Mark O'Driscoll paid a visit to the Lighthouse last night to see how the service is preparing.
There's mash, there's chicken and there's gravy and a piece of bread for the side.
How many dinners do you reckon you served up already?
We're close to 100.
It's only 7:40 now. It's only started at 7.
Yeah.
Some of the volunteers at the Lighthouse Centre on Pier Street last night outlining what was on the menu for the homeless and the hungry community in Dublin. Alan Bobinac was once homeless himself and a service user at the Lighthouse when he first came to Ireland from Croatia in 2015, but a master's degree later and he is now service manager.
You grab a seat, you take whatever we have there on the counter, you know, pastries, drinks, you grab tea and coffee, you sit down and we bring you the food. Food, it's we do our best, it's all very nutritious. We have different chefs in on different days and they do their best to make the food presentable. If we have enough, we get they get a takeaway on the way out. If you need some clothes, socks, underwear, you just give the people at the clothes station your order. If they can find it, they can give it out. If we don't have it, we don't have it. Maybe tomorrow.
And not having enough food, clothes and volunteers is now Alan's main concern after taking stock of the Department of Integration's announcement yesterday that it can no longer provide accommodation to all international protection applicants.
And I know what that means. That means tomorrow when we open, you'll have extra 50 people. So when I first started working here, we would have about 60 to 80 people per night. And then that quickly skyrocketed, and at some stage it was 400, and then it went down to 300, and it's a relatively small space. We can sit 50 people, and when we have 300 clients on any given night, that's so many people, and it's always moving, and it's also voluntary based as well. So we depend on volunteers. On any given night, you might have one person that works here, and 12 volunteers. And that's another thing that we don't have.
Some 32 international protection applicants were not offered state-provided accommodation when they presented to the International Protection Office yesterday. Menkes is a client at the Lighthouse. He left Eritrea in 2006, and while he himself was granted asylum in Ireland in 2014, he says he already knows of many international protection applicants who are living on the streets.
The hostels are full, you know, bed and breakfast, the tourist hostel used to be now accommodation during the COVID, and it's complete full now. So there's still people sleeping around. You can say tent city again, you know. I don't think it will be good in winter.
Aubrey McCarthy is the chairperson of the Dublin Christian Mission and Tig Lynn, which runs the Lighthouse Centre.
We used to open 6 nights a week, and we found that Monday night was the one night we don't need our service. And now we're finding, no, we have to open. So in the last 5-6 weeks, we've opened up. There's a number of soup runs out there on the street. This is the only restaurant for homeless people that is open every night between 7 and 10.
And as well as upping the service the centre provides, Aubrey also says they're bracing themselves for a long winter.
I'm looking at the building we're in and it's nearly not fit for purpose anymore. It used to be fine for what we did, but now we're out of space. Even the food we have, the clothing we have, is only enough for one evening and we have to restock the next day. So what we have here is pushed to the limits. I think the government certainly have sent an email out from the department, which is the first time that has happened in advance. They seem to be looking ahead. We're looking at different winter initiatives to see what we can do to improve not only what we offer, but also the numbers that we can cater for.
Phil Thompson, CEO at Tig Lynn. We've been here before where it's kind of almost the calm before the storm. So even last year when we faced the same similar crisis where people's tents were burnt out and we've seen all the horrific scenes of how that intimidation kind of unfolded, we do anticipate that potentially could erupt again, and perhaps in light of recent events that were in the city centre, perhaps there might be a little bit more venom in that. We're just afraid that those people have come to this country seeking our help, seeking our protection and asking to be protected may end up in a more volatile situation than anyone would want them to be in.
And that was the CEO of the Lighthouse, Phil Thompson, ending that report by Mark O'Driscoll. And as we heard earlier, the Cabinet will be discussing an increase in a payment to asylum seekers to €75. That'll be happening when the Cabinet meets this morning.